right, everybody, welcome back. We're going to continue our program today. We call this broadcast Speak My Word. My name is Shannon Davis, the Omega Man. Let's pray. Father, Jehovah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We plead the blood of Jesus over this program today, over all the equipment. We ask, Father God, that you would surround us with a hedge of protection, wall fire, from Zechariah 2 and 5. In Jesus' name, I repent of all my sins, God, known and unknown, back to the very first thought, word, deed, gesture, and action. Forgive me. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you would help us all finish the race and endure until the end. We pray today. Bless the word as it goes forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Also, Satan, we bind you. We bind every demonic force coming against us. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. We command you to take your hands off people. Take your hands off this internet connection. In Jesus' name, Father God, loose the angels to pull swords and begin to attack every demonic spirit coming against this program, coming against any one of us that are here today. In Jesus' name, or our families, amen. We're going to be picking up in 2 Kings chapter 10. And Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria. And Jehu wrote letters and sent to Samaria unto the rulers of Jezreel, to the elders and to them that brought up Ahab's children, saying, Now as soon as this letter comes to you, seeing your master's sons are with you, and there are with you chariots and horses, a fenced city also and armor, look even out the best and meetest of your master's sons, and set him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house. But they were exceedingly afraid, and said, Behold, two kings stood not before him. How then shall we stand? Now what has transpired here is Jehu has went out after Jezebel, and she has died. She was thrown from the tower by the eunuchs. She hit the wall going down, burst on the ground, and the dogs ate her. They left her feet, part of her hands and skull. She died just as the prophet had said she would die. As did Ahab. He died. These were wicked people. Wicked, wicked people. And now who is going to be the new king? Goes on to say, verse 5, And he that was over the house, and he that was over the city, the elders also, and the bringers up of the children, sent to Jehu, saying, We are thy servants, and will do all that thou shalt bid us. We will not make any king. Do thou that which is good in thine eyes. Then he wrote a letter the second time to them, saying, If ye be mine, and if ye will hearken unto my voice, take ye the heads of the men, your master's son, and come to me to Jezreel by tomorrow this time. Now the king's sons, being 70 persons, were with the great men of the city which brought them up. And it came to pass, when the letter came to them, that they took the king's sons and slew 70 persons and put their heads in baskets and sent them to Jezreel. And there came a messenger and told him, saying, They have brought the heads of the king's sons. And he said, Lay ye them in two heaps at the entering in of the gate until the morning. And it shall come to pass in the morning that he went out and stood and said to all the people, Ye be righteous, behold, I conspired against my master and slew him. But who slew all these? Know now that there shall fall unto the earth nothing of the word of Jehovah, which Jehovah spake concerning the house of Ahab. For Jehovah hath done that which he spake by his servant Elijah. So Jehu slew all that remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men and his kinsfolk and his priest, until he left him none remaining. And he arose and departed and came to Samaria. And as he was at the shearing house in the way, Jehu met with the brethren of Ahaziah, king of Judah, and said, "Who are ye?" And they answered, "We are the brethren of Ahaziah, and we go down to salute the children of the king and the children of the queen." And he said, "Take them alive." And they took them alive and slew them at the pit of the shearing house, even 24 men. Neither left he any of them. I want to stop here and say, many, including myself, referred to President Trump when he went up against Hillary Clinton, 8 years ago, as a Jehu. Actually, it was Jonathan Cahn who had coined that word. He said Trump could be a Jehu and serve God's purposes and destroy Jezebel, referring to Hillary Clinton. God could bless him, or he could go the way of Jehu, who ultimately didn't turn out so well for him. And I'm just thinking as I read this, one of the downfalls of President Trump is he did not jail Hillary. Maybe you remember the speech like I did. And people were saying, "Jail Hillary, jail Hillary." She deserved to go to jail. She was a Jezebel incarnate. The problem is they didn't throw her from the tower like Jezebel. They could have put her in jail. And because he didn't follow through on what he said he would do, he came across like, "I'm going to prosecute all these crimes." Look at what happened. Jezebel nearly destroyed him. Still working against him today, 8 years later. Look at Hillary, what she did. She financed the Steele dossier. Totally fabricated lies against him that was entered into the federal record. $30 or $40 million were spent trying to prosecute Trump for that. Proved to be a hoax. And I think the record shows Hillary was fined maybe $100,000. She should be in jail today. This is what happened when you don't deal with Hillary as the Jezebel she was. And while you don't throw her from a tower, could have locked her up and prosecuted her. She should be in federal jail right now, is my point. He didn't take care of business, and Jezebel took him out. Still trying to destroy him today. Don't think for a minute that she is in some elderly home convalescing. This lady is demon-possessed with the spirit of Jezebel. And he didn't even get as far as Jehu. He just made promises. And sadly, the fact that he didn't follow through is one of the reasons why he is in the trouble that he's in today. May never make it back into office. Certainly, his second 4 years was eclipsed. Very sad. And I do pray for him that he'll recover, because everything that was sent against him were lies of the enemy. And it was really what the deep state was doing themselves. They were blaming him for what they were doing. I don't know if he has what it takes, sadly. I don't know how God feels. Maybe he feels the same way. Disappointed. Well, at least Jehu carried through with the first part of God's plan. Let's see what happens from here. Verse 11. So Jehu slew all that remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men and his kinsfolk and his priests until he left none remaining. That's what you have to do with Jehu and Ahab. And we've got their 70 children spread across, that and more spread across Congress, Supreme Court, judges. They're just embedded. These people should be arrested. Sadly, Trump didn't submit himself to the Lord Jesus Christ in his direction. He leaned on counselors who were purposely placed there to keep him from going too far, from the vice president on down. Even his legal counsel betrayed him in the end. I hope he's learned a lesson, and if he's given another chance, and I will vote for him again for the third time, maybe he will repent this time and do us right. Let me get back on track here. And Jehu arose and departed and came to Samaria. And as he was at the shearing house on the way, Jehu met with the brethren of Ahaziah, king of Judah, and said, "Who are ye?" And they answered, "We are the brethren of Ahaziah, and we go down to salute the children of the king and the children of the queen." Again, repeating myself. And he said, "Take them alive." And they took them alive and slew them at the pit of the shearing house, even 22 and 40 men. Wow, 42 men. Neither left he any of them. And when he was departed from there, he lighted on Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he saluted him and said to him, "Is thine heart right, as my heart is with thy heart?" And Jehonadab answered, "It is. If it be, give me thine hand." And he gave him his hand, and he took him up to him in the chariot. And he said, "Come with me and see my zeal for Yahovah." So they made him ride in his chariot. And when he came to Samaria, he slew all that remained unto Ahab in Samaria, till he had destroyed him, according to the saying of Yahovah, which he spake to Elijah. And Jehu gathered all the people together and said unto them, "Ahab served Baal a little, but Jehu shall serve him much. Now therefore call unto me all the prophets of Baal, all his servants, and all his priests, let none be wanting. For I have a great sacrifice to do to Baal. Whosoever shall be wanting, he shall not live." But Jehu did it in subtlety, to the intent that he might destroy the worshippers of Baal. And Jehu said, "Proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal." And they proclaimed it. And Jehu sent throughout all Israel, and all the worshippers of Baal came, so that there was not a man left that came not. And they came into the house of Baal. And the house of Baal was full from one end to another. And he said unto him that was over the vestry, "Bring forth vestments for all the worshippers of Baal." And he brought them forth vestments. And Jehu went, and Jehonadab the son of Rechab, into the house of Baal, and said unto the worshippers of Baal, "Search and look that there be here with you none of the servants of Yahovah, but the worshippers of Baal only." And when they went in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings, Jehu appointed 80 men without, and said, "If any of the men whom I have brought into you, into your hands, escape, he that letteth him go, his life shall be for the life of him." And it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of the offering of burnt offering, that Jehu said to the guard and to the captains, "Go in and slay them." But none come forth, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and the guard and the captains cast them out, and went to the city of the house of Baal. And they brought forth the images out of the house of Baal and burned them. They break down the images of Baal and break down the house of Baal and made it a draught house unto this day. basically a dunghill. Thus Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. Folks, that's what we need to do in America. But nobody's got the guts to do it, apparently. We continue to murder our children by the tens of millions. In some states out in West, they can take your child while you're working. Child's at school. Child says, "Oh, I think I want to be a girl." They can castrate that boy. You can't do nothing about it. They're indoctrinating our children in homosexuality and in the occult. We've got churches that have been allowed to be raised up in this country that have the Baphomet statue in there, a pedophile statue is what it is. Satan is a pedophile. Where do you think that thing comes from? He's gay as well. He perverts everything. I heard a report just the other day, somewhere on the East Coast, that some of the school system is going to allow on staff members of the Satanic Church, devil worshipers. What's our country turning into? We're being invaded. 15,000 men per day through the borders. This country is opening up its borders to people of other faiths that don't serve Jesus. The borders being flooded in with MS-13. Cartel are running the borders now. They're sending cartel over the border, and they're kidnapping young girls in El Paso and taking them south of the border back into Mexico to be human trafficked, raped. Sometimes 40 times a day, one girl can be raped. They don't live for very long. And our government is embracing this. Hillary is still in power with Obama, Susan Rice, some of these other wicked demoniacs. They want to destroy the currency. They want to destroy our children, destroy the country. And I don't know if there's any hope. In fact, it looks like judgment is inbound. But this is all the fruit of sin, folks. We've got televangelists who've got big platforms. Many of them are adulterating the gospel. They're putting together men's rallies, bringing in homosexual men to dance on a pole, to lick and swallow a sword like Deep Throat. And they think this builds manlyhood. It's degrading it. We're the biggest exporters of porn in the world. Export sexual confusion. Men with men can get married. Women with women. A man who thinks he's a woman and a woman who thinks he's a man. This is total confusion. God is not the author of confusion. And we say, "God bless America." No, God damn America. That's what's happening. He's damning it. Right into hell. What does it mean to be damned? You're going into hell. No hope. I'm surprised the ground hasn't opened up and just swallowed people. We've done more wickedly than Israel did when it was in the desert. And this is all an affront to God. Many of the church have turned their back on Israel. They're rooting for the Philistines and where Goliath served. World's going mad. Judgment is coming, folks. to all nations and all people who do not repent. This is the time to repent. While the country will not be saved, individuals can be saved. I encourage everybody to go begin to read the article about persecution of the church by Michael Boldea. He's been doing it for weeks now, trying to warn people. Christians are the next target. We've got a bullseye on our head, and persecution is coming for every believer. Worldwide, folks. Worldwide. I live in the largest Muslim nation in the world. I am a minority here in my faith. It's coming everywhere, folks. Rise of Islam. Rise of the Sodomite and other parts of the world. The coming after the believers in Jesus Christ. Satan sent his advanced troops 100 years ago to begin to corrupt the word. Many people are reading the unauthorized word of God. It's not the word of God, it's the word of men. Many of these versions corrupted by Horton Westcott, who brought leaven in. They threw out the Textus Receptus and brought in the critical text. Satan has deceived many. We got confusion in the church because the bread has been leavened. People mocking the King James Bible. I asked someone the other day, do you even understand what the pronouns are for? In the King James, do you know who Horton Westcott were? Do you understand the difference between the Textus Receptus and the minority text of Horton Westcott? Do you understand that in Hebrew, there can be singular and plural, and you're trying to translate that into English and you don't have the correct pronoun, then you don't get an accurate translation, as is the case with many of these non-inspired versions. I'm not surprised Satan came in to corrupt the word. If the foundations could be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? We've got televangelists who have engaged in serial adultery and divorce, homosexuality in many of their cases. Their own children are suiciding. And they say, well, it's a mental health issue. No, you got demons. And your children got them. And there's no deliverance to be found in your church. So the devil took your child out in a body bag. Folks, we're in trouble. People laugh at the late Dimitri Dudeman. They don't believe. Well, they will believe when it hits their cities. Nuclear destruction is on the horizon. Even many in the secular world know this and are writing about it. Why do you think some of the richest men on the planet are building bunkers? Most of them are completed now. Zuckerberg's got his in Hawaii. Bill Gates has his. Even one of the Tate brothers just built one. They think that they can hide down in those dens. Well, the word's very clear. God will reach down there and get them. We're seeing prophecy fulfilled. The fall of America, Babylon, is underway. It exported filth all around the world. There's a price to pay for that, and America did not repent. And we haven't seen nothing yet. War of the Saints is inbound. We should have done what Jehu did. But I don't expect anybody's going to do what he did. He went in there and destroyed sin. Rounded them all up. Slew them. Howbeit, from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, Jehu departed not from after them to wit, the golden calves that were in Bethel and that were in Dan. And Yahovah said unto Jehu, because thou hast done well in executing that which is right in mine eyes, and hast done unto the house of Ahab according to all that was in mine heart, thy children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of Yahovah, God of Israel, with all his heart. For he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, which made Israel to sin. In those days, Yahovah began to cut Israel short, and Hazael smote them in all the coast of Israel, from Jordan eastward, all the land of the Gilead, and the Gadites, and the Reubenites, and the Manassites, from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, even Gilead and Bashan. Now the rest of the acts of Jehu, and all that he did, and all his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the King of Israel? And Jehu slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. And Jehoahaz, his son, reigned in his stead. The time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. 2 Kings chapter 11. And when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal seed. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons which were slain, and they hid him, even him and his nurse, in the bedchamber from Athaliah, so that he was not slain. And he was with her, hid in the house of Yahovah 6 years. And Athaliah did reign over the land. And the seventh year, Jehoiada sent and fetched the rulers over hundreds with the captains and the guard, and brought them to him into the house of Yahovah, and made a covenant with them, and took an oath of them in the house of Yahovah, and showed them the king's son. And he commanded them, saying, this is the thing ye shall do. A third part of you that enter in on the Sabbath shall even be keepers of the watch of the king's house. And a third part shall be at the gate of Sur, and a third part at the gate behind the guard. So shall ye keep the watch of the house, that it be not broken down. And two parts of all you that go forth on the Sabbath, even they shall keep the watch of the house of Yahovah about the king. And ye shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapons in hand, and he that cometh within the ranges, let him be slain. And be ye with the king as he goeth out and as he cometh in. And the captains over the hundreds did according to all things that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And they took every man, his men that were come in on the Sabbath, with them that should go out on the Sabbath, and came to Jehoiada the priest. And the captains over hundreds did the priest give King David spears and shields that were in the temple of Yahovah. And the guard stood, every man with his weapons in hand, round about the king, from the right corner of the temple to the left corner of the temple, and along by the altar of the temple. And he brought forth the king's son, and put the crown upon him, and gave him the testimony, and they made him king, and anointed him. And they clapped their hands, and said, God save the king. And when Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she came to the people into the temple of Yahovah. And when she looked, behold, the king stood by a pillar, as a manner was, and the princes and the trumpeters by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and blew with trumpets. And Athaliah rent her clothes and cried, treason, treason. But Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the host, and said unto them, have her forth without the ranges, and him that followeth her kill with a sword. For the priest has said, let her not be slain in the house of Jehovah. And they laid hands on her, and she went by the way by the which the horses came into the king's house, and there she was slain. And Jehoiada made a covenant before Jehovah and the king and the people, that they should be Jehovah's people, between the king also and the people. And all the people of the land went into the house of Baal and broke it down. His altars and his images brake they in pieces thoroughly, and slew Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. And the priest appointed officers over the house of Jehovah. And he took the rulers over hundreds, and the captains, and the guard, and all the people of the land. And they brought down the king from the house of Jehovah, and came by the way of the gate of the guard to the king's house. And he sat on the throne of the kings. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet. And they slew Athaliah with the sword beside the king's house. 7 years old was Jehoash, when he began to reign. Wow, that'd be like my son Jeremiah, who's 7, being king. That's amazing. 2 Kings chapter 12, in the 7th year of Jehu, Jehoash began to reign. In 40 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. And Jehoash did that which was right in the sight of Jehovah all his days, wherein Jehoiada the priest instructed him. But the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. And Jehoash said to the priest, all the money of the dedicated things that is brought into the house of Jehovah, even the money of every one that passeth the account, the money that every man is set at, and all the money that cometh into any man's heart to bring into the house of Jehovah. Those were tithes and offerings. Let the priest take it to them, every man of his acquaintance, and let him repair the breaches of the house, wheresoever any breach shall be found. But it was so that in the 23rd year of King Jehoash, the priest had not repaired the breaches of the house. Then King Jehoash called for Jehoiada, the king, the priest, and the other priests, and said to them, why repair ye not the breaches of the house? Now therefore receive no more money of your acquaintance, but deliver it for the breaches of the house. And the priest consented to receive no more money of the people, neither to repair the breaches of the house. But Jehoiada the priest took a chest and bored a hole in the lid of it, and set it beside the altar, on the right side as one cometh into the house of the Lord. And the priest that kept the door put therein all the money that was brought into the house of Jehovah. And it was so, when they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king's scribe and the high priest came up, and they put up in bags and told the money that was found in the house of Jehovah. And they gave the money, being told, into the hands of them that did the work, that had the oversight of the house of Jehovah. And they laid it out to the carpenters and the builders that wrought upon the house of Jehovah, and to masons and hewers of stone, and to buy timber and hewed stone to repair the breaches of the house of Jehovah, for all that was laid out for the house to repair it. Howbeit, there were not made for the house of Jehovah bowls of silver, snuffers, basins, trumpets, any vessels of gold, or vessels of silver, of the money that was brought into the house of Jehovah. But they gave that to the workmen, and repaired therewith the house of Jehovah. Moreover, they reckoned not with the men, into whose hand they delivered the money to be bestowed on workmen, for they dealt faithfully. The trespass money and sin money was not brought into the house of Jehovah, it was the priest. Then Hazael, king of Syria, went up and fought against Gath, and took it, And Hazael set his face to go up to Jerusalem. And Jehoash, king of Judah, took all the hallowed things that Jehoshaphat and Jehoram and Ahaziah, his fathers, kings of Judah, had dedicated, and his own hallowed things, and all the gold that was found in the treasures of the house of Jehovah and in the king's house, and sent it to Hazael, king of Syria, and he went away from Jerusalem. And the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did, are they not written in the books of the chronicles of the kings of Judah? And his servants arose and made a conspiracy and slew Joash in the house of Millo, which goeth down to Selah, and Jozachar the son of Shimeath, and Jehozabad the son of Shomer. His servants smote him, and he died. And they buried him with his fathers in the city of David, and Amaziah his son reigned in his stead. I'm going to stop right there. We did 2 Kings 10 through 12 today. We'll be right back.
was locked inside my head. When I was lost in a maze of doubt, you called my name and woke me up. You called my name and let me out. And when I chased one more mirage till I was tired and parched again, you gave me one more cup to fill and sent me one more day.
Friends, I got some great news. We've got Soulbait coming back to Omega Man Radio. They're going to be live June 6th, that's right, Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. I'm putting a message up on my wall right now. Also, we're going to have Pastor Jen Lathrop, who heads up Soulbait Ministries, speaking next week, Wednesday, May 15th, 7 p.m. Eastern. So she'll be preaching next week. And then Soulbait team will be coming back, taking your phone calls. I'm so excited. On June 6th. We'll remind you as the date nears. So in about 10 minutes, we're going to have Tony Collette on, and then we're going to have Doug Perry tonight. And I'll get tonight and yesterday's programs posted for you. Also have some new Reloaded episodes to release. You know what? I'm praying for Donald Trump that this time he will be the man that will go all the way. Who wants to agree with me in prayer? because the enemy, Jezebel and her daughters, wicked Ahab, they would like to destroy President Trump because they want to destroy you and I. They want to finish the work that they've started to destroy our country. Can we pray? Who knows what God might do? Who knows what Trump may do this time? I hope he's learned the lesson that Jezebel cannot be trusted. And wicked Ahab out there cannot be trusted. We got plenty of both out there on the scene. Father Jehovah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have seen where if we will obey you, we can have the blessing. But when we depart from your ways and do not obey your commandments, we receive the curse. We want the blessing and not the curse. We lift up Donald Trump to you tonight. God, he's in the fight for his life. He has been ever since he stood up for our country of America. Less than perfect, God, I believe he has learned his lesson. And we're asking, where the enemy defeated him last time, stealing the elections, using voting software to put their candidate in office and using other means to steal the vote. We ask God that you would forgive Donald Trump of his sins, pour out your goodness, mercy, and grace, give him a road to Damascus experience, knock him off his high horse. Oh, is it high? Humble him, God, and convict him that he would call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and truly be saved and serve you. I ask, God, that you would move Jared Kushner out of the way. I believe him to be a wicked man. I ask, God, that you would move all the sons of Belial out of the way. I do thank Donald Trump that he stood up for Israel and Jerusalem, its capital. But God, he fell short in so many areas. And our country is on the brink of destruction. We deserve judgment, God. But we're asking for mercy. We plead the blood of Jesus over Donald Trump, over our country of America, over ourselves and our family. We ask God for another opportunity. Give Trump another chance, God. And I ask that you would bless him, go before him and be his defense, that he would have plenty of silver. Job 22:25. Help him, God, to be an overcomer in these court battles. God, I ask that you would expose the enemy, wherever he may be, or she may be. God, loose confusion to the camp of the enemy. We loose the judgments of God on every wicked son of Belial and daughter of Jezebel. We're trying to distill this election again and stop him from being the Jehu that I believe you called him to be. Give him one more opportunity, Father God. Help us, God, or all is lost. Next stop will be Mark of the Beast. We ask God for help as the very enemy is invading our country. 15,000 men a day. Our system is imploding. It's not sustainable. We ask God for mercy. Father God, I ask that you loose a spirit of conviction on the Supreme Court judges, the judges across the land, all members of Congress, that they would repent, or God, remove them. Even take the spirit right out of their body. If they will not repent and they want to continue to serve Satan, God, remove them. Give Trump supernatural wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Expose every plan of the enemy. Expose these workers of Belial, Let them reap what they have sown, God. Uncover what has been covered. All those who have tried to sell out our country and destroy it. We also bind every demonic force coming against him, coming against America, coming against myself and those that are tuning in this program or speak on it in Jesus' name. God, put a hedge of protection wall fire from Zechariah 2 and 5 around Trump and all of his family, also RFK Jr., who the government will not give Secret Service protection, although his father and his uncle were murdered by the CIA and mafia. We ask, God, that you protect him. Give him a road to Damascus experience, God. Knock him off his high horse. Save his soul. Save Trump at all costs. We also pray the same for Joe Rogan tonight, God. Forgive him of his sins. Pour out your goodness, mercy, and grace on all these individuals. Save them at all costs. Don Trump Jr., God. I saw smoking big cigars for an hour on a program the other day. An adulterer. Forgive him of his sin, God. Let the fear of the Lord be poured out on all these individuals and all enemies of America. We ask God for help. Bless Israel. Loose your strongest angels to be with Israel and go before them to smite all enemies of Israel, that Israel can take back the land. Save Benjamin Netanyahu, God. Forgive him of his sins. Pour out your goodness, mercy, and grace on him and all the IDF. God bless them as they go forward to fight for Israel and its land. Bless the Jews. Bless everyone, God, who has supported this program. We could not have got here without them. Thousandfold blessing, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I am going to vote for the third time for President Trump. I am registered. Praise God. One of the missions I had to go back and get a driver's license for so I can vote. I can do it again. I'm going to do it. Encourage everybody to stand up for America one last time. If you don't stand now, then you may be accounted like Miraz, who came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. And the angel of the Lord went and cursed them. Curse ye Miraz. Curse ye Miraz, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. It's every man and woman who can vote this time. Stand in the gap for America. Vote Trump. He's the last man standing up for this country who has the potential to win. And we pray for his salvation, as I prayed tonight, that God will get a hold of him. God has used people throughout all time, but they cannot be forced to serve the Lord. I pray and hope that he has learned his lesson. And if not, then there's not much more we can do. But don't sit on the sidelines and make excuses, or you could be counted like Miraz. I wouldn't want to be like Miraz. Didn't go well for them. They did not stand up when they were needed the most.
90 seconds.
In Jesus' name, amen. That's my micro sermon tonight. Let's save this program. Coming up next, Toni Collette.